This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An internal investigation has cleared six Colorado Springs police officers of using excessive force during a protest in June, according to the Gazette newspaper. Witnesses recorded the officers as they hit a handcuffed demonstrator. Investigators found the use of force was in line with police policy. One of the officers involved, Sergeant Keith Redd, admitted using a fake Facebook account in July to write "Kill them all" in reference to Black Lives Matter protesters. The Republican outgoing chair of a legislative audit committee is calling members back to the state capitol next week for a hearing on election integrity. CPR's Betta Berkland has more.
The committee will hear testimony from expert witnesses on the integrity of Colorado's election and Dominion voting systems. By law, all Colorado counties conduct risk-limiting audits after each election and double-check the scanning machine's tallies against the actual votes on the original paper ballots. This year's audits did not uncover any problems. The Secretary of State certified Colorado's election earlier in the week. A Democratic committee member called this last-minute meeting a waste of time. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A former Navy test pilot and a geologist are the Coloradans among 18 astronauts selected for the next U.S. mission to the moon. Matthew Dominick of Wheat Ridge, the pilot, and geologist Jessica Watkins of Lafayette will be part of NASA's Artemis program. The Artemis program aims to return to the moon by 2024. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.